Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on the Week in Philly, and we all know that SEPTA is dealing with some serious financial issues. However, that does not mean that they will be cutting back on going green. For more, let's bring in KYW's Mike DiNardo. And Mike, I'm actually a bit surprised by this because it feels like green initiatives, clean energy initiatives, they are the first thing thrown overboard when it comes to organizations, groups going through tough times. But sounds like SEPTA's staying the course?
They are. And think about it. SEPTA isn't budgeting on zero revenue. They're budgeting on the existing money that they have this year without counting on any extra. So Emily Yates, SEPTA's chief innovation officer, says there's no need to cut back.
One of the great things about our sustainability program is that it's budget neutral. So we don't have a budget. We try to leverage existing efforts and just add a layer of sustainability onto it. So right now we're moving full speed ahead.
And Yates says sustainability is actually a cost-saving measure. When SEPTA saves energy on fuel costs, it saves money.
Can you describe these sustainability efforts? What's SEPTA doing here? What have they been doing?
Sure. SEPTA has 1,400 buses on the streets now. The majority are diesel hybrid. SEPTA retired its last all-diesel bus a year ago. And right now they are testing 10 hydrogen fuel cell buses. Those buses are already bought. They're purchased, but they're not out in service yet. SEPTA has to train its mechanics and make sure the operators are aware of the safety concerns around vehicles that run on hydrogen. The plan is to put that fleet out on the streets in the next couple of months. Another thing that they're doing for sustainability is looking at retrofitting a dozen of those diesel hybrids when they're due for an overhaul to battery electric. Now, they're taking out the internal combustion engine and replacing those engines with a battery run system. It's an effort to get a zero emission bus fleet.
I'm curious because you talked about how SEPTA, when it comes to this, is dealing with money that they've already budgeted for. Does federal funding have any role to play in this? And could that change the calculus if federal money goes away? Because I think really with federal funding at this point, unless it is in your quote unquote wallet, it is hard to count on it because it just seems so nuts what they're doing as far as changing things and stuff like that in D.C.
Big picture, yes, but at least when it comes to this little slice of the sustainability effort, no, federal funding is not part of this effort, Yates says. Although she says the federal government is interested in the progress of the effort to see how transit agencies can get to zero emissions.
All right, let's switch gears now and let's talk about an update on a very expensive renovation that has been going on at 30th Street Station. First of all, Mike, tell us that. How much is this renovation costing?
It's more than $500 million, $550 million in federal and private money.
So what is being done here? I mean, anyone that's been through 30th Street Station has seen work going on. What are they trying to do?
Yeah, they're doing it all, basically. One of the most visible projects is a top-to-bottom renovation of the food hall on the south concourse of the building. We reporters were given a behind-the-scenes hard hat tour there's a construction wall blocking that work from the view of the public right now. But behind that wall, all you see is the guts of the building. While the HVAC and electrical systems are replaced, that work is going on. Interestingly, the old brass signage that directed travelers to, say, salads or bakery, that signage is still there. And as I understand, is expected to be part of the renovated result. Eventually, when that wall comes down next year, there will be a full-service sit-down restaurant on the east side of the station and grab-and-go options on the west side. Right now, you can also see the old stairwell that led to a tunnel that used to connect Amtrak's 30th Street station with SEPTA's 30th Street station on the L. That tunnel was closed decades ago, and while Amtrak is looking for funding to reopen it, there are no plans right now to do so. Amtrak is also going to move the ticketing and baggage services to the north concourse of the building. That's an effort not only to improve the environment for passengers, but also to accommodate more of them. Amtrak is also renovating its high-end traveler's lounge called the Metropolitan Lounge. The Market Street Plaza is being refurbished to eliminate the lanes of auto traffic that used to run in front of the station. They're also restoring the plaster ceiling of the 92-year-old station and restoring the travertine walls, all with an eye toward preserving history. They have marble flooring, Tennessee marble flooring in the central concourse. That's cracked, as you know, in many places, and they plan to restore those tiles, again, with an eye toward preserving the historic character. And Matt, speaking of history, the old Solari flipboard is coming back, but it will not be operable. It'll be situated on the Market Street side of the station as kind of a historical exhibit. We don't know quite when that will be, but it'll be before the end of 2027 when that flipboard comes back.
How long is this going to take to complete overall, not just the flipboard?
Yeah, the construction on the South Concourse, that's the food hall area, should be finished by next summer when visitors come for the semi-quincentennial. The entire project is expected to take until the end of 2027.
And once again, kind of like we talked about SEPTA, is there concern that federal money that maybe is helping this or expected on this could upend timelines or anything like that? Or once again, is this cake already baked and the money's already kind of moved through?
Best we can tell, the money has been allocated to Amtrak, and they do plan to continue with the project as planned.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. KYW's Mike DiNardo joining us. We have more to get to on this edition of The Week in Philly, and we'll be right back. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Soda. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.